Unfortunately, the past months, June, the months of June, it was very hard for the team, with many intrusion inside the hospital and some violence with some armed men coming and shooting around for treating their patient quicker and so on. And really, the situation was so hard for the team that they requested to go out of the Turkish hospital for a little while at least. So the situation was really, really tense and very difficult to continue activities in Khartoum at the moment.
And I understand that even at one point recently at the Turkish hospital, the team was aggressively woken up and Kalashnikovs were fired in their bedrooms.
Yes, indeed. So the team has been living in the hospital for months now, most of the team at least. Unfortunately, yes, in June, there was some wounded because of the current fighting, obviously. And, yes, armed men penetrated inside the house and the rooms of our staff and start shooting around. So fortunately, no one was wounded, but it was really, really very aggressive and complicated for the team.
Is surgery even still going on at this hospital?
So unfortunately, with the current situation, our team being outside of the hospital now, Ministry of Health is trying its best to continue activities, but surgery has to stop because of the lack of now and of MSF withdrawal for the moment.
Who controls this part of Khartoum? Why do you feel like, is there a blockade underway? And is that why you feel like you've had to pull out your team?
So unfortunately, we cannot rotate our team since October last year. So because of the blockade indeed, both for personnel and also for supplies. So it means that Sudanese authorities have refused one after the other our request of travel permit to get to Khartoum, to this area under RSF control. Which means that indeed we cannot rotate our team. We didn't manage to send enough supply for almost 8 to 9 months. So the situation has been really, really difficult, and with a lack of staff and with lack of protection as well of presence of our full team as much as we could.
Now that MSF has pulled out of Turkish hospital, at least for now, how many hospitals or health facilities are even operating still in the capital?
So there are very few hospitals working, I mean, functional at the moment. There are still a few of them, but for instance, for pediatrics, for maternity, it's really difficult now. And there are, for instance, neonatology, it's only in Turkish hospitals. So now I'm very unsure our Ministry of Health will manage to continue activity there and we will be able to treat these patients. So for surgery, there are 2 to 3 hospitals still operating, and obviously as well, because it's so difficult for the people to move around in the city, even to get there, it will not be easy to access the few operational hospitals.
So what is MSF asking for from both sides in this war?
Well, basically, we really call for warring parties to protect civilians, to protect health structures, to protect health staff. And unfortunately, that's not what we are witnessing for more than a year since the war started. And also to facilitate our activities by giving us travel permits, visas, which is also not granted for a long time.